This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Today's show is about to start.
Everyone get ready!
And we've got everything totally prepared.
But even the best laid plans can go wrong.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, November 9th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. The Star Wars movie from Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins has been put on the back burner for the time being. Disney and Lucasfilm announced Jenkins as director of Star Wars Rogue Squadron during the Mouse House's big investors presentation back in December. But now, EW has learned that Disney has taken the title off the production schedule. The film was planned to go into pre-production by the end of the year in anticipation of a staked-out Christmas 2023 release. However, Jenkins' schedule has made that timetable unfeasible. The hope is that she will return to Rogue Squadron after fulfilling her previous commitments. Princess Diana's friend, TV and film producer Jemima Khan, has severed links with The Crown over the show's depiction of the late royal in the upcoming fifth season of the Netflix drama. According to the Sunday Times, Khan was asked by Crown creator Peter Morgan to help write the scripts which covered Diana's last years before the princess died in a 1997 car crash. Khan subsequently pulled out of the project because Diana's story was not being handled, quote, as respectfully or compassionately as I had hoped, she told the newspaper. A spokesman for The Crown, who was quoted in the Sunday Times article, said that Khan, quote, has been part of a wide network of well-informed and varied sources who have provided extensive background information to our writers and research team. She has never been contracted as a writer on the series. Elizabeth Debicki will play Diana in season 5 of The Crown, taking over the role from Emma Corrin. The season will premiere in November 2022. And from a princess to first ladies, EW has a first look at The Crown Emmy winner Gillian Anderson as Eleanor Roosevelt, Viola Davis as Michelle Obama, and Michelle Pfeiffer as Betty Ford in the upcoming Showtime series, The First Lady. You can check out those photos, plus more on all of these stories and other news, reviews, interviews, and more at EW.com. All right, it's time to break out our top three picks today, starting with number three, Great Escapes with Morgan Freeman. The legendary actor and star of one of the best prison break movies ever, Shawshank Redemption, hosts this new series about real-life Shawshank-style jailbreakers, taking viewers behind the scenes of some of the most epic escapes. Here's a clip from the trailer.
We're bringing the most notorious prison breaks to life like never before.
They stole spoons and used them like picks.
We'll unearth every step of their meticulous planning and follow every suspenseful moment of their escape. And thanks to the latest visual effects technology, I will be on the inside. I'll make my escape as the convicts make theirs.
The best way to smuggle was to place it in hamburger.
He takes putty, gets a little imprint of the screw.
They use some steam lines in behind the cells to help seal the route.
The dummy heads actually had real human hair.
But even the best laid plans can go wrong.
There's two holes in the cells. There are two inmates gone. Holy.
It was one of the largest manhunts in history.
He's already panicked. And then he gets stuck.
He got his arm caught in the rope when he was coming down. And
you thought this only happened in the movies.
Well, you can get a crash course on the do's and don'ts of prison escapes tonight at 10 p.m. on History. Our number two pick takes us from the prison cell to the Oval Office with the finale of Impeachment: American Crime Story. In this final installment, the president is, spoiler alert, JK, he's impeached. We all know that. After a series of morally questionable decisions, it's time for Linda Tripp, played by Sarah Paulson, to face the consequences. In a breakout performance, Annalee Ashford's Paula Jones has to make some desperate choices, and Beanie Feldstein's Monica Lewinsky tries to figure out how, after all of this, she can move on with her life. Here's a preview.
Possible perjury in a minor lawsuit. No sane person would find that impeachable.
Have you met Republican leadership?
I would have done anything to protect him. I did.
He was a cheater. He was a liar. Men like him, they ruin lives. And they get away with it.
While we, of course, do know the ending of this story, it's how the ending is told that's most surprising here. All the political animals that have been circling their prey for the past 9 episodes pounce once more as the office of Ken Starr brings its impeachment findings before Congress, and the entire document, complete with a play-by-play of Lewinsky's testimony, is splattered everywhere for billions of people to see. EW's Nick Romano spoke with executive producers Brad Simpson and Nina Jacobson ahead of the finale. Here's Jacobson on the new perspective she has on the story now that it's aired.
Watching an audience watch it has been, there are certain things that have been very unexpected. You know, I know that, you know, from the beginning, from like our first TCA panel, when the two Sarahs were asked about how loathsome Linda was, and they were both so shocked that anybody thought of her as a loathsome person, because although no one in our show seeks to, like, excuse any of the choices that she made, we certainly try to be in her shoes and understand those choices like any human being who makes choices that ultimately are, I don't think anybody feels great about the choices that she made, but the degree to which, you know, we went into it thinking like, oh, you know, at least we've gotten under her skin, or at least we hope that we have. And that from the beginning, you could see that people still would consume the show, everybody so differently based on who they are, what their perspective is. And so to come out on the other end of it, and, you know, there's been to find out, for instance, that her family, that Linda's family actually felt like we really got her, and that the Sarahs really channeled her. Like, that's something you could have never expected, ever.
Well, if you've been watching, you know it has been some pretty stunning television. The finale airs tonight at 10 on FX, and you can catch up on the entire series on Hulu. It's trivia time. After The People versus O.J. Simpson and the assassination of Gianni Versace, Impeachment is the third installment of American Crime Story. But which one of these real-life events was a proposed season that never got made? Was it the D.B. Cooper hijacking, Hurricane Katrina, or the Patty Hearst kidnapping? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
We are saying farewell for our number one pick. After 6 seasons, Supergirl is wrapping up with a 2-hour series finale, which sees the return of some familiar faces from the past coming together to help stop Lex Luthor. And there's also a wedding. Here's a preview.
They are all devastated. I will kill Lex with my bare hands. I will get your daughter back.
We should call in some reinforcements.
Everyone get ready!
EW's Chancellor Agard spoke to star Melissa Benoist about what the last days on set were like and if she feels closure on the series. Have a listen.
The last week on set was really intense, really emotional, really joyful, and fun, especially when we had a lot of cast come back, and playing with those guys again made me really happy. It was so good to see Makad. It was so wonderful to see Jeremy, and my husband came back, which made me really happy. There were days where it was the big group, everyone that I just love so dearly, that has become like family. Those days were great. And then other days it was tedious and difficult, and those were the days where I'd be like, this is why it's good that it's ending. But, you know, it was just kind of a melting pot of every single thing I could possibly feel happening in 5 days, concentrated.
Do you feel closure on the show yet, or has it really set in that, like, your time as Supergirl, at least on the show Supergirl, is done?
No, you know, I don't think it's really set in, and I think once the final episode airs, I'll probably feel some closure. I definitely felt a different kind of closure when we wrapped on set. Very bittersweet. Kind of felt all the emotions you could feel in the last 2 weeks of shooting that show. But I think once the final episode airs and I know that I really don't have to go back up to Vancouver to shoot, that's when it'll probably set in.
You can see more of Benoist in our Bold School video series. That's on EW.com and our YouTube channel. And you can see how Supergirl says goodbye starting tonight at 8 on the CW.
Trivia.
And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. After the People versus O.J. Simpson and the assassination of Gianni Versace, impeachment is the third installment of American Crime Story. But which one of these real-life events was a proposed season that never got made? Was it the D.B. Cooper hijacking, Hurricane Katrina, or the Patty Hearst kidnapping? The answer is Hurricane Katrina. Katrina was scheduled to be the second season of the show, and based on Douglas Brinkley's book, The Great Deluge, Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans, and the Mississippi Gulf Coast. But it later shifted to focus on the decisions doctors made at Memorial Medical Center, as chronicled in Sherry Fink's book, 5 Days at Memorial, Life and Death in a Storm-Ravaged Hospital. But in June 2017, it was announced that production was going to be delayed. And nearly 2 years later, in February 2019, FX chairman John Landgraf announced that the Katrina storyline was canceled and won't be the subject of any season of the series. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm senior TV editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written, edited, and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shane and Naomi Crockmall.